opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. It is a holiday, and I think some folks are taking the day off. Not saying they are. They could be out on, you know, when they're out on location and just enjoying the day. But we do appreciate that you're tuning in to KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Now, as I mentioned, some people taking the day off because it is Columbus Day, but it's also Indigenous Peoples Day. It is Dessert Day, one of my favorites, and it is also Native Day. So, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you are out and about today, it's going to be sunny and a high of 87 and a low of 57 and a little bit breezy, but not too bad. It is currently a little bit smoky in downtown Reading and 58 degrees. And good morning and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And this morning we have a special guest. I kind of promoted a little bit earlier, but I didn't want to give it away that I had a special guest because it is a privilege and an honor when he can come in because I know he's a busy man. Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning, Sue. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming in because I know you're busy and you've had quite a bit on tap lately.
We have, yeah.
You honored Mr. Hall from Reading who was awarded this prestigious honor for saving a woman on the roadway, and that was just a couple of days ago.
Yes. We had a Shasta County employee who we honored for saving a life at work. And let's see, we swore in the young man that had cancer and terminal cancer, and we had quite a swearing-in ceremony for him, made him a deputy, and we cut the ribbon on our new South County station. So we've had a lot going on. And this morning, actually, I only have a half hour, Sue, is we'll be swearing in a new captain, a new lieutenant, and a new sergeant.
That is wonderful. Well, congratulations. You're expanding. That's terrific. And I love the fact that you took the time out to come in this morning, and I really, really appreciate that.
Sure.
But you have a brand new facility, and this is it's on Lockheed Drive.
Yes, across from the airport,
Across from the airport. Yeah. And can you tell us more about it? Because, you know, the more I read about this, this is an incredible facility because it's not just the sheriff. This is where everybody comes together for an emergency.
Right. So it is an incredible building, Sue. Mm-hmm. And this project has been in the works for several years, to say the least. I mean, I don't claim to take credit for guests getting this building. This is kind of a thing that was pretty much 7/8 of the way done when I walked in. I just helped see it through and open the doors. A lot of people involved in getting it. But the bottom line is the men and women of patrol, and then we have a division called the Office of Emergency Services, OES. They were both operating in different locations, and patrol in particular had a building where there were no doors on the bathrooms. There was leaking sewage in the building. It was just pathetic, a horrible place to go to work and not a good working environment. So this has been long overdue for them all. Mm-hmm. So this building, huge footprint. So we have a total of 17 acres with this building. And this building itself, I don't know the actual square footage, but it's huge. And so half of the building will be Office of Emergency Services. It'll be an emergency operations center. So when we have a major event going on, like fires are typical, unfortunately, for us in the North State.
Right. We're in the midst of the Shoe Fire right now.
Correct. So that will be the central operating command location, that half of the building. The other half of the building, then, is for patrol. So with the bigger footprint now, we plan to build out some like steel warehouses next to it to house all of our equipment. We hopefully, in the long run, will end up moving our ID lab, which is our CSI crime lab down there. We just have a lot of plans, and this is the first stepping stone in getting there. So it's pretty exciting.
That is wonderful. And, yes, from what I hear, it is quite, you know, the building. And you're going to have – this is for – you're having people from your the sheriff's office there.
Full time. So when we talk about the emergency operations center being there in that half of the building, that is staffed full time with the our own personnel. Who there's a full time position and division for that for emergency operations. Mm-hmm. Now, when an emergency kicks off and we have a bunch of allied agencies helping, they will all dedicate people, and that whole room will turn into like a buzz media room. It's just chaos where everybody's running around. It's controlled chaos. So
there we go.
Yeah. You have different stations set up within there. Like there may be the Forest Service, maybe Cal Fire, there may be Public Works, and all these different people involved in an emergency have a person or two dedicated to that center, and all operations and everything's coordinated out of it.
That is great. And that's something we've needed because, you know, you see all these people in, and they do their best to get all these people in one room, but it was nearly impossible. You know, when you see a lot of the media and the, you know, on when they show it and you see, you know, it's elbow to elbow. So this gives them more room, and also you're going to have your officer stationed there.
Yeah. And we have all the IT equipment there as well. There's a giant screen in there. Then there's a bunch of other big screens around the room. There's computer systems and workstations set up. There's phone lines for each and every entity that's represented there. It's just finally well put together, well organized, and will make things a lot easier.
I think so, too. When I first heard of the project, I was wondering how that was going to work, you know, and wondering how the sheriff's office was going to be a part of it, even though I knew you would be. But there's so many working parts of this whole, you know.
So you know, the guys that are best at things like this are actually the fire guys. There's a thing called ICS, which is Incident Command System. And the guys with firefighters are really good at it. Cops are learning to be as good as them, and we're learning from them. And this is an example of it. That's how an incident command will be set up, where everybody is in there. There's good communication going on. We're not disconnected, and everybody's working on the same cause.
That is wonderful. And because we have had many incidents in the North State, you know, with the car fire and, you know, of course, with the campfire.
Snowmageddon.
Snowmageddon.
Those are all things that happened.
My car blew up in Snowmageddon. A cable fell on it, and it got hot, and the car exploded. And, you know, that just goes to show crazy things can happen during these incidents.
Right.
And we had firefighters there, you know, waiting, trying they had to wait till the lines weren't live anymore before they could put out the fire. But by then, the car had exploded out in front of my house. And to have someone, like, right there, they were ready to attack it, but there was nothing they could do because they were live lines. And to me, it just goes to show now you've got one place where everybody can get together and say, this is how we're going to distribute our personnel. This is how we're going to attack this one area. Because, number one, it's infrastructure. You want to make sure everything stays on. Like we also had, you know, the recent event that happened on Friday with the power that was cut off.
Right.
And, you know, those fiber optic lines. And I know you're aware of it. And I was wondering, you know, is that going to be part of it? I mean, is that, you know, down the road when there's an incident, say we have something like that happen in the middle of an incident.
Yeah, so let's use what was going on with your car as an example, because it has a lot of different elements to it.
Okay.
So in the emergency operations center, you would have somebody from PG&E, you'd have somebody from internet, you'd have the public works guys that do the roads and the water, you'd have firemen, you'd have police, you'd have EMS. Everybody's in that room. So when that call comes into that center, there's everybody communicates with each other right there, and we send the right personnel. Because that's the other thing, is when there's emergencies and it's not organized, often a bunch of personnel is sent that doesn't need to be there. Sometimes they send the cops don't need to be there.
That's the thing. I was wondering how that was going to work, because there are so many different groups.
Right.
And I think this is such an incredible idea that they finally put together, and now we have a place where people to gather and organizations.
Yeah, and so you should know there's a City of Reading opened theirs a couple years ago. They have an incredible emergency operations center too out at REU. So now we have two centers.
So close.
Yeah, that can operate together and coordinate and work together. So it's really, really incredible for our county.
Wonderful. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. Stick around. We've got about another 15 minutes. I've got a few questions, too.
Sure.
And this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl Linda Bott on KCNR, along with our special guest this morning, Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson. I appreciate you. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, your talk radio, and KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you're all right.
Martin Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our ninth fire station.
Go with Mazzano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
Because full-time experience matters. Ad paid for by Martin Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Redding. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
California's extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope because of leaders like the North State's Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom and his attempt to make gas prices even higher. James Gallagher is about finding solutions. That's why James is pushing for criminal justice reforms that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to reduce the effects of inflation and higher taxes, which make our cost of living higher. The North State's Assemblyman, conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024. This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul Danuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Danuka for Reading City Council 2024.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Today is a holiday for some. It is Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day as well. Now it looks like the banks are closed, schools are also closed, refuse picked up one day late, and it looks like the courts are closed, but we do have someone that is working today, Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson, who is our special guest this morning. Good morning, and thank you so much for coming in. You have so much on tap.
Sheriff's Department's not closed.
No, you're not. They're always open for business, it seems.
Yes.
And you have so many things happening with the Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
Now, you have some folks today that are being honored.
Yes.
And then you have something new, something that we've talked about wanting to get, and you're finally getting it.
Yeah, come January, hopefully, that's our target date. We will start with our new body cam program. And, yeah, we've been, you know, I've never been against body cameras. They are definitely more helpful than they are harmful to the officers. But I've been, kind of dug my heels in the sand for a while because the federal government and especially the state of California was trying to cram it down our throats unfunded. And that part, doesn't sit well with me because they do so much unfunded liability for us as it is. So I've been kind of waiting them out and seeing if they would, fund the program. They haven't. And it's gotten to the point finally where we need to just go ahead and move forward for everybody's sake to, protect the officers, protect the citizens more better.
That's great. When are you getting this? January?
Well, we hope to. Yeah, we're moving through the process right now with the Board of Supervisors and RFPs and getting the funding all together. I don't think there's any problem with that when they're not balking. Actually, the Board of Supervisors kind of launched that as a priority for us, which we were 100% in support of because we need it. And I got to tell you, Sue, the body cam thing is just invaluable in a lot of aspects. I mean, just recently, probably 3 weeks ago, the city of Reading had a person make some harsh false claims against one of their officers about use of force, and they were able to pull the body camera footage and show that this person was absolutely lying and not telling the truth and just trying to create havoc and problems for this officer's career, and they were able to absolve him without having to do a big, long investigation.
That is great, and that is what's needed for both sides.
Right.
You know, that's needed for the people and the officers
exactly.
as well.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't know what happens out there. And the he said, she said, or however,
yep.
This gets rid of that. Here's the facts. Plus, like you said, it gets rid of that long, drawn out, he He said, she said, let's bring it to court, and you don't need to. You know, and when you bring it directly to the public immediately, that's what needs to happen, in my personal opinion,
yeah.
instead of waiting it out. Well, we're going to wait to release this footage.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
put it out there.
We've changed our tactics, we being law enforcement, as far as that goes, and you're right. As soon as we could put it out, we're putting it out now, so we're here it is, you know, make your own determination. And 99% of the time that goes in our favor, and that's good because it's the truth, and that's what we want, facts and the truth out there. We're also going to put body cameras on our correctional deputies in the jail because we have a lot of false complaints that come out of the jail as well. Mm-hmm. And as you can imagine, it's not the most moral-based group that we have as our clientele in there. So it creates a lot of problems, and we want to eliminate a lot of that as well.
You mean they don't like the gray Uber? What is that?
You know? That's what I mean,
and
too.
I understand that. You know, it's, yeah. So, well, I think it's great that they're doing the body cams.
Yeah, I am, vital. Too. Super happy the Board of Supervisors and the county administration is behind it and going to make it happen for us, and we look forward to it.
That is terrific.
You know, the funny thing is the older officers, the ones that have been on for a long time, mm-hmm. they're the ones that are apprehensive about it always. The newer guys don't know any different, really. They're just like, yeah, okay, everybody does it now. So
right.
There's always a learning curve. It's changed, so there's always a little bit of break-in period, but we'll get through it with everybody.
Right, and knowing when to shut off the camera.
Yeah.
You know, doing your personal business. And it was like,
yes.
You know, just one of those things, I think, because it's like when cell phones first came out. I don't know how many people had set down their cell phones or, you know, forgot
right.
they were filming or on live, and you know, those things happen. And
well, you bring up a good point, because there is situations where, you know, there's family privacy, and you don't want that camera rolling. For instance, when our coroners are called out for a death or something, and, you know, there's going to be investigation or just suspicious circumstances, or even if there's not, you don't want the officers in there rolling film the whole time, and, you know, there's a privacy issue there. So there's a lot of situations like that, and it's always a learning curve. Luckily for us, the city of Reading's done it quite a while ago, and they've kind of been through those growing pains, and they'll be a good example and help us, guide us through some of those parts that maybe we won't have to struggle through.
That is great, and I like that, and I think the cameras are brilliant, and the more we know, the better off we are. I really believe that.
Agreed.
When it comes to law enforcement, and this town is very pro law enforcement.
They are. So
I love that.
We're so lucky to be working here as law enforcement, because it's not that way everywhere in the state, I can guarantee you.
Yeah. No, I absolutely, absolutely.
Worked on the coast for years, and boy, it was quite a difference.
I bet. Well, we thank you once again for coming in, and I would like to salute Matthew Hall. He was the owner of Hall's, or is the owner of Hall's Heating and Air Conditioning, that was recently honored for saving a woman. And today you have three individuals.
Yeah, promoting a captain. Chris Edwards. I'm promoting a lieutenant, Cody Bodner, and a sergeant, Tim O'Hara. All well deserved. It's going to be another kind of short ceremony at our new South County station. I'm proud to do that, and very proud of these individuals.
That is wonderful. And the South County station is open and operating and good to go.
Full swing, yep.
That is terrific. Well, is there anything else you want to cover? You've got about 2 minutes or so before you head out.
Not necessarily. I mean, there's people should know, they always ask about the jail and what's going on with
the jail.
Okay,
what's going on with the jail?
So jail's good. Our staffing is good. We're not in that crisis anymore. Finally getting some remodel underway, where we're taking those two courtrooms that were attached to the mm-hmm. front of the jail. One's going to be made into some programming space where we'll be able to serve our inmates and their families a little bit better, and the other side's transportation. All that's going extremely well. I'm happy to report that, because that has been a thorn in my side for a while. We've been working on that collectively as a command staff for quite some time, but all going pretty well.
That is great. Well, once again, I appreciate that you're coming in, taking the time off this morning, and it was kind of on the fly, but you
did. It was. I'm sorry I don't have more time to spend with you, Sue.
It's been wonderful. But like I said, there's so many things that are happening. We've got that new facility that's on Lockheed Drive. And what's it called again?
South County and OES.
OES. Okay. And so you are serving the community. Now we have the sheriff's, and you're still located down on Park Marina then.
Yeah, I get that question all the time too. So on Park Marina, it's still the administration on the third floor, the major crimes unit, which is our detectives on the second floor, and then the general lobby on the bottom where we handle walk-in and day-to-day service for citizens. So we will stay there because there's not enough room at this other building.
Mm-hmm.
But this other building will start to be the center of all of our other services.
Terrific. Well, thank you once again.
Okay, thanks, Sue.
Have a terrific day, Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We've got another special guest coming up in just a moment on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, your talk radio, and KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates her raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
California's extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope because of leaders like the North State's Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom and his attempt to make gas prices even higher. James Gallagher is about finding solutions. That's why James is pushing for criminal justice reforms that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to reduce the effects of inflation and higher taxes, which make our cost of living higher. The North State's Assemblyman, conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do.
This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR 96.5 FM AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Good morning, this is Sue McLean filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning during Free Fire Radio. They will be back tomorrow, and we've had a very special guest in, Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson, and now we have Troy Payne. You are the new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Welcome.
Thank you very much. So I appreciate that.
So glad you could make it this morning. I know, you know, Mondays are rough, and today is a holiday for some. So, but the rest of us, it's okay. I totally love it. But I appreciate you coming in. Yeah, if today was a holiday for you.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, it's not. Okay. Now, can you tell me more about your position? Because, you know, you've been involved. But,
yes, ma'am.
But now you're elevated. And can you tell me, you know, how did this happen? And tell me about your position.
Yeah, sure. So I have been with the county in the Veteran Services Office for 9 years now. Mm-hmm. I came in as an entry-level, non-accredited representative, went through all the phases. I promoted up through to the senior position as a trainer, most recently working as the outreach coordinator and establishing all of our rural area outreach, such as Burney, Fall River Mills, South County, Shasta Lake City, reaching out to those veterans that aren't able to get to our downtown office. So we went through some growing pains there. We had to take some time to establish work locations and that kind of thing, for the outreach person. So most recently, we had a transition from Mr. Wesley Tucker, who left, in August.
Mm-hmm.
The county did an open recruitment for the position, and I was selected and took on the position formally on the 6th of October. And the really only change to my duties now is more of the public contact stuff. I'm still seeing veterans daily. I still write veterans claims, all of that. The only additional duties that I have now are more of the public contact, the event planning stuff, the facility plannings, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on your new position as Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. That's exciting. And how long did you serve before, you know, you exited the military and then joined?
Right. So I joined straight out of high school. So truth be known, I am a local boy born and bred. Born at Mercy Hospital, went to school through the Anderson System. I joined the military in 1988 and served through Desert Storm. I got out in 1995, came home a couple of months after I got out. So I was in just shy of 7 years active duty.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
And where were you stationed?
I was stationed in Texas, Germany, and finally in Georgia when I finally got out.
Oh, wow. So you kind of made around the globe.
A little bit.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, after serving, when you take that knowledge and that experience to the position, how did it help you?
Transition is is always difficult. Coming out of the military and moving into civilian life, mm-hmm. it is a it is absolutely a transition. You know, active duty, you're told when to be, where to be, how to be. Mm-hmm. And if you're coming straight from high school, say, you know, mom and dad were telling you that, and now Uncle Sam's telling you that. And when you get out, you have to figure out how to tell yourself.
Oh, gotcha.
And so that transition's difficult. For me, fortunately, the military, it matures you a lot faster than going through college and all of that. Not that I have anything bad to say about college. A lot of people, mm-hmm. it's the right move for them.
Right.
But for me, personally, I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. So
the military kind of hoists responsibility on you almost immediately. Instead of, you know, figuring out your way, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, here's what you do. This is when you eat and sleep, and this is what you go do. Well, then you're done. And then you get out of the military, and then you find this position. And I guess, what is it that you do, and how do you help others?
So our office primarily is the point of contact for veterans benefits claims with the VA, Veterans Administration.
Okay.
We are a staff of fully accredited, recognized veterans advocates. We file their claims for them. So we meet with the veteran. We start working on the evidentiary needs for a VA claim of either disability or non-service connected pension. We also walk them through the VA educational benefits. We assist there. There's a lot to it, mm-hmm. Because there's just such a vast amount of benefits that are available through the VA that a lot of service members aren't being told about when they exit.
Right. And, you know, I completely understand that because our oldest was in the military and, you know, he was very well informed. But there's some people that just don't have that type of knowledge, like what benefits are available. And so, you know, you get a kid fresh out of the military that comes to you and says, and this is for all. This is for all of the military.
Absolutely.
In one place. So you go and you can talk to someone. It doesn't matter how old you are. Your age has nothing to do with what's available.
Oh, absolutely not.
And so you direct them on how they can get help buying a home.
Mm-hmm.
How they can, what about insurance? How mm-hmm. do you, what if you've got a problem? What if you've got a mental health issue? Mm-hmm. Is it you do that? You help direct them to who they need to speak to? Or?
Absolutely. So we have, we are fortunate enough here in Reading that we have a veterans outpatient clinic out there on Knighton Road, which is full medical, short of a hospital. They do behavioral health. They've got primary care doctors out there. They've got audiology. They've got vision. They've got orthopedics. So we help our veterans transition into that for those that qualify, because the VA does have some qualification standards that have to be met in order to qualify for VA healthcare.
Okay.
And then from there, we also discuss, you know, their service history. You know, were they ever injured in service? What is their plan going forward? Are they planning on going to school? How do they navigate the GI Bill process?
Oh, I think the GI Bill is so important, and so many people don't take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
And is that one of those things you have to use right away, kind of use it or lose it? Like, say, I'm in the military. I spend 8 years. I get out. Do I have a certain time where that's available so I can go to school, or can I go, you know, right now I have a really good job as a mechanic. I was a mechanic in the military. And I think I want to go. Maybe I'll try something new in 10 years. Can you do that?
So it's interesting because it has – the GI Bill has transitioned over the years. So when I was in the 90s, mm-hmm. we transitioned through what they called the Montgomery GI Bill. Once you discharged, you had 10 years to use the full amount of your benefits or it was gone.
Oh.
The original – that transitioned into what they called the post-9/11 bill. And the post-9/11 bill was similar, but you had 15 years to use that going forward. Now, former President Trump had signed in what they now refer to as the Forever Bill, which means you have the same 36 months of educational benefits for those who discharged, who entered and discharged after 2013. But you have your lifetime to use those benefits. So they've taken that end game off of the usage. Now it's just the total amount of benefits going forward.
That I like.
Me too.
That is wonderful. Hey, once again, I do have Troy Payne with me, the new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. I appreciate that you came in today to tell us more about what's happening and your new position, and we are so grateful. The time is 7:44, and this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl Lindabot on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, your talk radio, at KCNR1460.com.
Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. Be like they are. Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper. Baby, take my hand.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul Danuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Danuka for Reading City Council 2024. Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Pumpkin spice, baby. Stop. It's pumpkin time, and I'm back with a pumpkin rhyme. So get up, you'll make me ask you twice. Move your body to the pumpkin spice. Spice, spice, baby. Pumpkin spice, spice, baby.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, your talk radio. We're KCNR1460.com as well. Hi, this is Sue McClain. Spice, spice, baby. Love it. A perfect fall song. I love that. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda this morning. And we have Troy Payne, the new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning. And can you tell me more about what's happening at your office? Because it sounds like you're really involved in the community, and you've got a lot of things coming up.
Absolutely. So this time of year is always really busy for our office. So we have later this week, we have the Northern California Stand Down, which is the homeless veterans stand down that we do annually. That's hosted here in Shasta County down at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
That'll be on the 17th, 18th, and 19th. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week.
And who is that exactly for? It's for homeless veterans, or is it for homeless veterans and their families and dogs? And
yes, all of the above.
Okay. How does that work?
So we organize all of the local services. The VA comes out for medical care. All of our county services, social services, law enforcement, the courts, child support in some cases, that's necessary to get things back up to speed. And it's a safe place for these folks to come in without being judged. Law enforcement is on stand down. They're not there to start making arrests and all this stuff. It's a safe place for these folks to come in and start working on their services that they need to survive.
And, I noticed that because there are quite a few veterans that are homeless.
Mm-hmm.
But when I've spoken to them, because I've done so much community work throughout my 30-plus years in broadcasting,
right.
And you encounter them, and it's like, leave me alone. I just want to be left alone. But, it sure would be nice to have this, and all those extras. And maybe they're ready.
Right.
I think at the time they may not have been ready to – to face whatever
right.
has happened. And now they're like, I think I'm okay now. I think I'm ready. And I think that's a lot of why they do attend this event.
Agreed.
Because, they're ready to take that big step. And a lot of times they came home. It didn't work out at the house because they could not de-escalate a situation that just, there was a constant. And I know this just because my family was military.
Right.
And if you see someone that's been in the military that is always on guard, and it's everything, it's just sometimes they can, get paranoid, or they haven't been treated yet because they don't know how to deal with that. This is still something new. They're no longer in the service, but they still have the same things happening since they left. They still have that same going on in their head, like, I need to be on guard, and sometimes people just don't know how to work with that.
Absolutely.
And do you see that often with the homeless veterans? Do you think that, is a key to, like, something that you address more is what happened out on the battlefield than, like, the other circumstances that brings them in?
So it is. The one thing that a lot of people, they know, but they don't maybe think about it on the forefront, is when a young individual joins the military, they teach them how to be battle ready. They teach them how to go out and do their job to protect our country and our people. What they don't teach them when they exit the military is how to transition. They don't teach them how to not be on that heightened sense all the time. Those that have been through combat, those that have been through exposures to other issues other than combat, again, they may have their own demons. And unless they are able to get the proper care that they need, not what society thinks, but what that veteran needs to help them transition, to help them heal from their time in the service, they can end up out on the street because they don't transition well from the military life, the camaraderie, the brother, the sisterhood, to the civilian side, because a lot of civilians don't understand where they've been. They know where they've been, but they don't feel where they've been.
Right, because they haven't walked in their shoes.
Absolutely.
I don't think unless you've been there, you could fully understand.
Right.
But that's why these services are so important.
Absolutely.
That's why if, you know, they're a homeless veteran and they need assistance, they need new glasses, they need their medications. Maybe you've got diabetes or some other type of illness. They can help you get that help that you need.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times with this, you know, organization that you come together, this is so important for that, because maybe they just need to get their medication so they can get back on track. And that's what's going to bring them back to, you know, maybe a type of reality that they can live in, because
right.
It's a physical issue. It's a physical need.
Right.
And you do the physical needs too. You do, do you provide food and shelter and clothing?
So we work with other agencies, that do that.
Okay.
So, at Stand Down, there is clothing donations are taken all year long.
Okay.
So the veterans that attend Stand Down are able to get clothing while they're there. excuse me. They're able to, like you said, get the services they need. The medical care is there. The social services are there. Whether they're needing CalFresh or maybe they need some financial assistance or
a driver's license,
DMV,
ID.
DMV is there generally. And then, like I said, the court for those justice involved veterans, the courts are there to try to help them navigate, a much less confrontational way of getting through whatever their justice needs are.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a combination. It's a very big co-op, if you will, of all of our local services, our nonprofits, the other veterans organizations, DAV, AMVETS, VFWs, are all there working together to assist each individual.
That is wonderful. Are there any other events? We've got about 3 minutes.
Yes. So just an update on my office, real quick. We are entering our training conference phase, so we will be working on a limited staff every Tuesday for the next 3 weeks, because they have mandatory accreditation trainings that they have to do to get their continuing education units to maintain their accreditation. Mm-hmm. So on Tuesdays, the 15th, 22nd, and 29th, we will have skeleton crew. Because the rest of the staff needs to attend that. We have two new veteran service officers that have completed half of their training. I will be very gladly introducing them to the show at some point.
Great.
Because I want to introduce them to the community. But they are tracking very quickly. We have the Veterans Day Parade coming up on November 9th. That is always a huge event out in Shasta Lake City that we always attend. And we also have the RABA Salute to Veterans on the 14th of November. And that is a fundraiser event because RABA has moved into Veterans Ride for free. So we do a huge fundraising event. We will be fundraising in Anderson at Cornerstone Bank, as well as the Cornerstone Bank on Hartnell on the 14th of November, because all of that money and those proceeds go towards veterans being able to ride RABA for free.
Oh, I love that. I think that is a wonderful benefit. And so these are events you don't want to miss, so mark your calendar. And are you open today?
We are. This is not a paid holiday for the county folks, so we are open. Our doors are open. Our staff is there ready to go to work.
See, and I thought it was a county holiday, so it wasn't. So I was corrected, but thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And I know there's others that are open. Some are closed. I know banks are closed. Schools are closed.
The VA is closed.
And the VA is closed. So there you have it. Once again, thanks for joining me, Sue McClain, along with Troy Payne, the new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. I appreciate that you came down this morning to give us a little chat and tell us what's happening.
It's an honor.
Well, thank you. And once again, filling in for Carl Lindebott on KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, your talk radio. And we're also heard at KCNR1460.com all the way around the world. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Plugston in Washington. The United States will send an advanced missile defense system to Israel along with U.S. military personnel to operate it. The Pentagon says the system will help bolster Israel's air defenses following Iran's ballistic missile attacks this year. Israel says four of its soldiers were killed by a Hezbollah drone attack.
It's the deadliest Hezbollah strike since Israel launched its ground invasion of Lebanon nearly 2 weeks ago. The Lebanon-based Hezbollah earlier claimed responsibility and called the attack retaliation for Israeli strikes in Beirut on Thursday that had killed 22 people. Hezbollah and Israel have traded fire almost daily in the year since the war in Gaza began, and fighting has escalated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, an Israeli airstrike on a hospital courtyard in the Gaza Strip today killed at least four people. Palestinian medics said the attack left more than two dozen people with severe burns. With Election Day 3 weeks from tomorrow, the presidential contest remains too close to call. Two new polls released yesterday show Kamala Harris losing ground in her slight nationwide edge over Donald Trump. The ABC and NBC News poll results are both within the margin of error. Other recent surveys show Harris's support lagging among Hispanic and black voters. President Biden surveyed hurricane devastation in Florida yesterday.
I spoke with first responders who have been working around the clock. I also met with small business owners here and homeowners who have taken a real beating these back-to-back storms. And they're heartbroken and exhausted, and their expenses are piling up.
Some 400,000 Florida residents still without power. Wall Street, the NASDAQ, is up 113 points. More at townhall.com.
The Pope is dead.
From Focus Features comes the electrifying new film, Conclave.
We're about to choose the most famous man in the world.
Based on the international best-selling thriller,
The Pope discovered something before he died.
Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci.
Ambition becomes corruption.
John Lithgow and Isabella Rossellini.
We sisters have eyes and ears.
Top critics are raving. Conclave is hands down the best picture of the year.
I had to find the truth.
Conclave, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters October 25th.
A Nevada man is facing charges after showing up to a Trump rally with loaded firearms.
The rally was Saturday night in Coachella in the Southern California desert. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man, who claimed to be a journalist, was allowed to pass through an outside perimeter, but was stopped when a deputy on the inside perimeter noticed what Bianco calls irregularities.
He showed up with multiple passports with different names, an unregistered vehicle with fake license plate, and loaded firearms.
Bianca says the license plate was what law enforcement recognizes as a homemade plate similar to one used by sovereign citizens. I'm Donna Water.
Oregon and Penn State each moved up a spot in the AP College football poll following big wins over the weekend. Texas remained number one, while Navy and Army are in the rankings together for the first time since 1960. More from townhall.com. There are rising tensions between South and North Korea.
North Korea has said its frontline army units are ready to launch strikes on South Korea. The announcement by the North has ramped up pressure on its rival that it said flew drones and dropped leaflets over its capital, Pyongyang. South Korea has refused to confirm whether it sent drones, but warned it would sternly punish North Korea if the safety of its citizens is threatened. North Korea has accused South Korea of launching drones to drop propaganda leaflets over Pyongyang three times this month and threatened to respond with force if it happened again. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Nobel Prize in Economics has been awarded to three researchers for their study on reasons why some countries succeed and others fail. Their work was described as helping understand why societies with a poor rule of law somehow do not generate growth or change for the better. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR. And today we can expect a sunny day. It is Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. You can expect a high of 87, a little calm wind. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 57, and tomorrow sunny with a high of 83 as well. Now tomorrow night, though, things are going to change. A 40% chance of showers, mainly after 11 with a low of 59. For Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers, so dress warm and waterproof, at least for the morning. Then it's going to be nice and sunny by the afternoon with a high of 77. For Thursday, a chance of showers right around 30% with a high of 70 and a low of 46. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunny, and it's going to be just a great weekend if you're heading out and about. Lots of folks going to those Halloween parties or those harvest festivals. A great weekend to do it. Now, for Friday, 73, 82 for Saturday, 78 for Sunday. Once again, a great weekend if you head out to Nash, if you head out to Hawes, and just pick up those pumpkins. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. It is currently just a little bit smoky and right around 63 degrees. Once again, good morning. This is Sue McClain, and we do have a couple of special guests this morning from Shasta College. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Sue. It's always great to be here. Thanks so much.
Oh, and thank you so much for joining me. And if you'd like to introduce yourself.
You bet. So this is I'm Peter Griggs, and I'm the marketing PR director for Shasta College each month. As your audience knows, we like to come out and share a little bit about the college, introduce one of our programs. We're excited this morning to have our CIS, or our Computer Information Systems program instructor here, Zavi Hendershot, and we get to hear from him and all of the exciting things that go along with Computer Information Systems and Sciences. And so we're excited about that.
Oh, wonderful. And good morning, Zvi. How are you?
Good morning. My name is Zvi Hendershot. I'm one of the computer information systems instructors at Shasta College. I've been there for about 10 years, and I come from a history of doing this for a living, doing data center engineering, networking, server infrastructure, virtualization, and it's something I just have a great passion for.
So. I love that. I have a soft spot for Shasta with Shasta College, and I absolutely
wonderful.
Loved it. Had a great experience there. And once again, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you bet.
And
it's always amazing to me. You know, you go around town and invariably someone either has a relative, a friend, or they have gone to Shasta College.
Right.
And so we are just entrenched in the community. We love that we are here to serve the community. And so this is just another great opportunity for us to share one of the incredible programs that we have out there.
I love that. My daughter actually spent her senior year at Shasta College, high school, before she ended up going to Sarah Lawrence in New York.
Wow.
And it was great because it really taught her what she needed, you know, to move on to higher learning. And I liked because Shasta College, because not only did I go there to see my daughter, you know, go to Shasta College and get that experience before she, you know, moved on. And it was so imperative. I think, you know, if you have a student who's kind of questioning, you know, where they're going to go to school, or, you know, they're looking for just a great school, Shasta College, mm-hmm. absolutely. We have people come from all over to come exactly. to Shasta College.
We do. And both my sons went out to Shasta College, much like your daughter. Mm-hmm. So my oldest son went out for a year. He had done a number of courses through his time at high school. So he came into Shasta College with a full year done and then spent another year at Shasta, transferred down to Sac State. So he really completed his college education, his Bachelor of Science, and two minors in 3 years.
And that is amazing.
It is. And, of course, a lot of people already know this, but I'll just repeat it because it bears repeating. And that first 2 years going to Shasta College is free for a full-time student. And so my son was able to come in. Dad and mom really appreciated that, right?
Not right.
Especially if you're going to be, you know, transferring down and out of the area. Mm-hmm. That really helps with family finances.
And, it really does.
And grade point average. You know, you come in Shasta, our instructors, and Zabi can speak to this, our instructors really take a highly personal interest in their students. We have so many student services that come alongside free tutoring, right, at our tutoring and learning center. These resources help students to really make that full transition from a high school into a college environment. And we are definitely that first 2 years of college, whether you're looking for a certificate, a degree, or going on and transferring, we can really help you with that.
And I love that. And I liked it because, you know, my daughter could stay at home. Mm-hmm. She was able to go to school. She saved all that money.
Right.
Because we knew at the cost once she decided to go to school out of state
mm-hmm.
and to a school like that, Sarah Lawrence,
yeah.
from Shasta College, knowing, wow, that's going to be a huge,
but,
you know, so
my youngest
you compare
son is,
to free
yeah.
to $250,000.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge. That is a lot of money.
It is,
so,
right?
So, you know, taking that into consideration. But I don't think it's just the money. It's the quality of the education out there.
100%.
It's the layout of the campus, which is convenient.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, is within, a 2-minute walk across campus.
Well, and I think that a lot of people understand at this point, we have multiple campuses throughout the Tri-County area that we do serve. So we have campuses in Burney, we have campuses in Weaverville, and down in Red Bluff. We have our Health Science Center just right across the street here, right, for all of our physical therapy associates, for our nursing programs, health information management. So we have, for this community, for Shasta, Trinity, and Tehama counties, really a huge number of resources to help our students either physically get to a campus, mm-hmm. seek that help they need, or we have our online and hybrid classes, which, again, Zabi will talk to, that serve our students, especially our adult learners, who are maybe thinking, well, I can't go full-time to campus. Well, no, we have, much like every other educational institution out there, we have online learning as well.
Right, and online learning, especially the last few years, how imperative it was to have that available. And mm-hmm. can you tell me more about how, say, I'm a senior, I'm debating whether or not I want to go to school, or I've got some, you know, one of my grandkids coming up through high school that's getting ready to go to college and considering Shasta College, how this might help them?
You bet. Why don't we have, so I'm going to turn this over to Zabi because he and I were just talking prior to coming on. He and his wife were, you know, able to do a remote class for a month because of the internet access that we now have available to us through satellite, Starlink, and what have you. So I'm going to turn it over to Zabi. Maybe he can introduce himself a little bit.
There we go.
And we'll go from there. So thank you, Sue.
I guess to piggyback off a lot of the things that both of you were talking about, it's amazing where we're at and from a point of education today compared to where we were just 5, maybe even 10 years ago. We do have, we'll throw out terms often without people realizing, well, what do you mean hybrid, right? So we have online and we have in-person classes, but we also have classes that take the best of both worlds. You're going to get some time with instructor in a classroom, but you also get that ability to do a portion of that online so that it fits your work schedule better. It fits, you know, the nimbleness of education, right? You might be a single parent that has kids and you have to pick them up at a certain time from school. So we're trying to meet the student where they're at. So your your case you're speaking of is if we have a high school student, we're going, well, how can they try out college even while they're in high school?
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of students that will sign up during summer. So summer school is always great. Well, how about get a couple of credits for a course at Shasta College during the summer? My wife and I, we travel a lot during the summer. My son has a goal of seeing all 50 states by 18. So we're trying
to meet. That's a great goal. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, he set that when he was 5. So I'm not sure where you heard that, but it's a goal.
How many states down are you?
We're at 12 at this point. So 12, nice. 12 and 3 summers in. So this summer we both taught. My wife teaches in business. I teach in computer information systems. So we each taught one class online while we were traveling. So we were teaching a class from, let's say, Badlands, where internet's not great. Well, we had Starlink with us, and so that helped with that. So anybody can that barrier of being able to get to college is no longer there. If I can teach from Badlands, then anybody can learn from anywhere at any point.
That is awesome. Well, hey, hang on to that thought,
okay,
because I want to talk about that coming up next.
Okay.
And once again, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, a couple of very special guests this morning. Peter Griggs from Shasta College, along with Zabi Hendershaw.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, I've got it. So stay tuned to KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and also hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Once again, we'll be right back.
Electrician, finishing up a late night repair at this firehouse. Oh. Most of the firefighters are asleep, but if there's a call, at least 3 of them will be on each truck in minutes. Yeah, I guess the law says 3 on board or they can't enter a burning building until other trucks arrive. Isn't that a matter of life or death? And I'm told we had that problem in Reading until full-time councilman Mark Mazzano pushed hard to get 3 firefighters on every truck and also to buy land for our 9th fire station to better service all. He even led the way to rebuild the Reading Police Department, and now we've got the most sworn personnel in its history. Yeah, full-time councilman can make a huge difference. Just this year he got a Cal City's presidential appointment to the statewide public safety committee. So come on, re-elect Mark Mazzano to the Reading City Council. You know, like the girl on the radio sings,
"Go with Mazzano."
Ad paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a 2-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
California's extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope because of leaders like the North State's Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom and his attempt to make gas prices even higher. James Gallagher is about finding solutions. That's why James is pushing for criminal justice reforms that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to reduce the effects of inflation and higher taxes, which make our cost of living higher. The North State's Assemblyman, conservative fighter James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul Danuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Danuka for Reading City Council 2024.
I turned into a teenage Gugumma.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott with a couple of very special guests with me this morning. Peter Griggs from Shasta College, thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Sue.
And Zvi Hendershot, also from Shasta College. And Zvi, you have a very interesting story about what led you to Shasta College. Can you tell us about like how you even made it there?
Absolutely. So I'm, pretty much a native to Reading. I went to Shasta High School, started at Shasta College, found it was fairly expensive, trying to figure out how I was going to make ends meet. I always wanted to be a Marine, decided to join the Marine Corps, went in for 5 years, and I was an electric optical ordnance tech, which the fancy part of that is I got to work with technology for ordnance systems. It was pretty cool. And it gave me a really strong skill set in troubleshooting, electronics, et cetera. I've always loved computers, and I was attached to 1st Battalion 3rd Marines, and as such, I worked in an armory. It's hard to get in and out, so when they needed help with the network, it was easier to just say, hey, can you please do this for me real quick? So that was the beginning of kind of my formalized network infrastructure, server infrastructure, education. When I got out, I just needed a job while I went to school. And I actually started to wash heavy equipment. But I was noticing everybody's working really hard in that office and doing things in a manner that was – there was a better way of doing it. So I asked, hey, can I help you out? And so I launched a network, put some stuff up, an online database so they could sell equipment online, et cetera. That got the eyes of – our corporate headquarters down in Riverside, when all of a sudden they had a domain, they had all these other things. So they came down and they said, you didn't need to hire somebody to do this. And they said, well, we didn't. It's just that guy washing the heavy equipment out of there.
So, I was just going to say, that's all I did. I did everything for you. And
yeah.
I was washing that equipment out there, you know? I mean.
So, yeah, so they asked about it and they said, well, would you like to do this instead? And I said, no, I'm good. And they didn't understand that. My goal was to finish my education, work with my GI Bill to get formalized education. And I was a Cisco Networking Academy student at Shasta College at the time. And, they kept pushing and I said, okay, fine. I'll tell you what, I'll do it. But I'll only do it out of Reading. I don't want to live in Riverside. I love Reading. I love this area. This is where I want to stay. And there's no reason in today's world we can't make that happen. So I took that job. I was supporting we had branches all the way through California, so that was a really fun job that gave me a really great grounding in wide area networks and things like that. And then moved through a couple, you know, other positions and then on to other places. My last job was at Wind River Casino here locally. I did their data center engineering things there. It was a great place to work, and, you know, the technology there is amazing. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so I got to build that from you know, I got to do quite a few things that were really awesome there. Lots of virtualization, network infrastructure, storage area networks, et cetera. And there were some changes that were going on in my life, and I really wanted to make a difference. Shasta College, is the job there, kind of came along, and I've always loved Shasta College. Like I said, I was a student there. My mom, she retrained as a nurse there later in her life. I have a really soft spot for when it comes to Shasta College. So I applied, got the job, and went through and redid a few of the certificates and degrees. Now I teach that same Cisco Networking Academy that really gave me my foundation. And I really, you know, there's something to be said for a strong foundation in anything. And that Cisco Networking Academy does it for, whether it's server infrastructure, network infrastructure, virtualization, cloud computing. I don't care what you're looking at. Having a strong knowledge base on that, it will set you up for success. So, obviously being a, you know, coming out of that program really shows how important my job is. And I don't know, that's how I got there. It's pretty awesome.
Wow, that is awesome. Absolutely. And what I was thinking is, you know, this is what people need now, mm-hmm. because this is the direction of the world. And so basically you're handing them the keys to the world saying, here, you know, come to Shasta College. I will teach you what I know. So you can take this knowledge and share it with the rest of the world or the rest of your – wherever you travel, wherever you work, and you can use, you know, this skill, these talents that I've just taught you. And, you know, that's what it's all about when it comes to Shasta College mm-hmm. and these type of programs that, you know, weren't available, and now they are. And now's the time to go out, find out what Shasta College has. And this is for the young and young at heart, because there's people my age – and that would like to go back, to like to learn more. But they're kind of, you know, going, okay, I'm not really sure. Go talk to a counselor, and they'll direct you on what classes you need and how this can help apply to you. Even if you understood maybe 5% of what was just spoken.
Yeah.
That's why you go, and that's why you learn. Because this is help. This will help with your job, your current job, or a possible job in the future. And that's what I see, because this is the way the world is going. And, you know, you will grab more knowledge, and you'll share that knowledge with others, too, just like you have done. But this is where you can really hone, you know, your skills and learn from the best. And so, you know, I imagine your job is very rewarding as well.
It's incredibly rewarding. I mean, when there's something to be said when you can say, come spend a year with me. Some of our programs are super accelerated. We do, instead of 17-week courses, 8-week courses, we'll put 4 of those, you know, in line in 1 year. You're picking up some skills that you can support a family off of. It's not just supporting yourself. It's not just a job. You're looking at a career, and a career that can grow with you. I will tell my students, if you pick this career, you're picking lifelong learning. You're never going to be bored. There's always something new to learn, and the only limiting factor is going to be you. Because as your skills grow, your employers realize this, you start adding so much more value, you become a commodity. And when you become a commodity, all of a sudden, you can get a job anywhere. And what happens so often is they look at it and say, okay, we're going to have to do something else for this person, otherwise they're going to go somewhere else. And we can't afford that. So it means better salary. It means a much better, enjoyable work that mm-hmm. – I mean, you come in and you go, what am I going to do today? It's not going to be something that you did just yesterday.
Oh, I love that.
And it's awesome for all of those reasons. So you come to Shasta College, you spend a year with us, and all of a sudden now you have skills that you can support a family on.
And you a year?
A year.
Do you have an example of someone who took the class for a year and, like, was doing something else and went, I want more.
I have a ton. So that's the great part. It's there's a ton of them. And everything from students coming right out of high school where after, you know, they haven't even graduated the program, and one of them showed up to class and goes, I'm not bragging, but I just have to do this. And he stood in front of the whole class and said, look, this is what I just got paid. Right? He just couldn't believe he just got paid this much money to do this. And he goes, I would do it for free.
Oh, I was like,
yeah, don't tell your employer that. Yeah. But
well, wait a minute. What were you doing before you taught?
Yeah, so that was great. And then we have others that, let's say, they're supporting a family. They've got two kids. They've got a wife. And, you know, they come in and they go, okay, I'm going to work this job while I'm doing this. And this is where that flexibility of schedule, these hybrid classes or some classes online and some classes in person, and getting the best of both worlds, being able to build a schedule that's going to work best for you to be able to meet those needs that you have. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to put my family on pause because I'm going back to school. They still need to have food on the table.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And so one specific case, I had a student came in. We were maybe 4 weeks into that year program, and he said, I have an idea. You said, if I do everything I need to do and I apply myself and I get the certification, the CCNA certification that we prep people with in that Cisco Networking Academy, that at the end you'll have a job and a job that you can support a family. I want that, but I realize I need to spend more time on this, so I'm going to quit my job. I said, yeah, no, don't do that. Right? You've got a kid. You have kids and a family, and I'm going to see you in Costco, which I did all the time for some reason. I'd run into him in Costco with his family. And I'm now going to have to, like, she's going to look at me like, why did you tell my husband to do this? Anyway, I told him no, and he quickly took my advice. Like, all my students showed up the next day and said, guess what? I did it. I quit.
Wow.
And
dedicated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely 100% in.
Well, I'll say that that's the key to college. I mean, you can have all the greatest instructors in the world. You can have the greatest equipment in the world. You can have everything else. This is true for everything in life. I don't care if it's the Marine Corps, education, any skill whatsoever. When you apply yourself and you're dedicated about it, you're the one that has the keys to your success. We just provide those tools. He applied himself a year later. He got a job at a great networking company here locally. DGI is the company. They're a great network implementer. Mm-hmm. They've hired a lot of our students because they know the quality of the program. And fast forward, you know, a few years or whatever, now he's the network supervisor here at City of Reading. So he's...
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
That's a jump
and a job. So when you dial 911 and all those radios, you think, what is part of a network nowadays? The radios that are running all of these, you know, fire, EMS, police station, all of those are going through radio. And they're just data that's being routed through the internet, basically, through a set of networks. Mm-hmm. That was one of his first jobs when he jumped in there. So,
wow, terrific. Absolutely terrific. Hey, we need to take a break, but we're going to be right back. Once again, we've got some special guests this morning, Peter Griggs from Shasta College, and another special guest this morning, Zabi. My apology. Hendershot. I'm going to work on that. And thanks for listening to KCNR. Where is it?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with two new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
California's extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope because of leaders like the North State's Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom and his attempt to make gas prices even higher. James Gallagher is about finding solutions. That's why James is pushing for criminal justice reforms that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to reduce the effects of inflation and higher taxes, which make our cost of living higher. The North State's Assemblyman, conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screenings, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids activities too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, your talk radio, also heard online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott with a couple of very special guests from Shasta College this morning. We have Peter Griggs of Shasta College, of course, and you come in once a month.
Once a month.
To talk about Shasta College.
Second Monday on the month.
I love this. And it teaches, I learn so much too.
Oh, just, I learn a ton.
You know, this is great.
Yeah, and we could spend, you know, again, 2 hours talking about these programs.
Absolutely.
But they're just fascinating.
It is, it is. And Zbi Hendershot, you are Shasta College CIS Cisco instructor. Mm-hmm. And once again, welcome. We're glad you are here today. And are there any new courses in the works for Shasta College?
Absolutely. The great part about this field is that it's constantly changing, constantly evolving. There's always new technology that's being put in place, and technology is really shaping pretty much every industry. So whether it's AI, cloud computing, robotics, et cetera, something's changing and something needs to be taught at our level to prepare our local community for those next generation of jobs. And it's not enough to just teach what is currently out there. We need to teach what is coming up as well. So cloud computing, for example, we have a few courses that will be coming up online pretty soon, where we'll be teaching those both in person and online, at least in the beginning. We'll see what that looks like. We're trying to capture students that, let's say, maybe couldn't make it to the college every single week with that program, and it lends itself well. And specifically, we just had a network outage here in Reading, and it affected a lot of different areas. So cloud computing has been one of those things that it's been interesting because it looks a little bit different in North State than it does, let's say, in Sacramento. So we want to make sure that it's locally relevant as well. So that's something that we're concentrating when building out that curriculum. We also have some pathways with high schools. We're currently working with one with Shasta High School and with Red Bluff in robotics and looking what that looks like from a engineering, manufacturing, and computer science perspective here at Shasta as well. So those are all things that we're currently working on.
I absolutely think that is terrific. And, you know, it's interesting you brought up AI. Now, because AI right now is still fairly new, you know, to the average people. I mean, it's been, you know, in the works for many years, of course, and they've been talking about it, but really accessible. And now, has AI or has it impacted the way you teach?
100%. So it's interesting because anytime there's a new technology, especially one that can, you know, that can really make a drastic change in the way that we and workflows. People normally get a little bit scared about it, and people might be apprehensive in either adopting it or get worried about, well, what does that mean to my job? So there's immense. I mean, the AI rush right now is kind of like the gold rush that we saw, you know, in California so long ago. It's everybody's
it has that
pushing.
Feel.
It does. And almost to the point where you have some really great thinkers out there that are in this field and they're worried about like, well, hold on a second. We need to put some guardrails in place. Every teacher at Shasta College is concerned about AI in some way, shape or form. Whether it's, are my students really writing their papers or is AI writing them for it? I teach, one of the courses I teach is Intro to Computer Science. It's your first course where you get your foundational knowledge and all of those really important pieces for to learn how to code. And we use Python as the programming language for that. So one of the things that I like to do as a teacher is I throw any of the assignments I have at AI and say, okay, can you please complete this for me? Because I know students are going to be doing the exact same thing. And it's not that I'm looking to ensure that somebody is not going to be able to cheat. It's I actually want to figure out a way that I can help them learn to use AI responsibly in their learning process.
So they still learn and not say, okay, I'm going to type it in, and now AI write my paper and not know what they're even talking about.
100%. I mean, if I have 35 students in a classroom, first of all, when they go home, I'm not going home with them. I mean, I can't duplicate myself 36 times, once for my family and once for each of those students. And so I'm only really I'm either available during that time in the class or online through, you know, inbox and other things like that. But I also have, you know, I have two kids. I have a wife. I need to spend time with them. AI is always there. So if you can use AI as an embedded tutor, that would be amazing. Harvard just did a whole thing that's it's really awesome where they're using AI. They created their own AI to help teach coding as well. So I'm looking at how do I piggyback off of that Harvard AI so that instead of a student throwing something to ChatGPT and getting the answer, what that AI does really well is it guides people through the process.
So it doesn't give you the entire solution. It gives you information.
Correct.
But you need to know about the information.
This is the thing. I think that for the most part, the only reason why people cheat is because they feel it's either the easiest way to get to that solution or is they feel that they don't have another method of doing that.
Got it.
I think that for the most part, people are good and they want to do the right thing. It's just they look at it and they say, well, how can I do this? And what they're looking for is something to, how do I learn this quicker or other things like that, which AI can absolutely do. So I'll give you an example. If I need a piece of code that says, take this input and give me this output, it's a fairly easy piece. But when somebody has never programmed before and they have this textbook in front of them and it's a few hundred pages and they're going, where in those few hundred pages am I going to find exactly that piece? I have a module inside of our online learning management system that has that. And there's some video there and other things like that. Those are all great tools. But what if I could just go to this AI and say, okay, I'm really stuck right now, and just use the same terms that they would use, let's say with you across this table, and say, how do I get started with this input? You know, what command am I going to use? And it comes out and says, well, you would use the input function. Here's a couple examples of how you'd use it. Okay, great. This is what I wrote. Can you give me some feedback on it? This is real-time, like, online tutoring, basically, with an AI, and you don't have to cheat. You can walk your way through this, and you're learning with every single one of the questions you ask, and it's giving you answers that are incredibly helpful. And at the end of this whole thing, you can say, okay, this is what I have written. Can you give me some feedback on it, and how can I make this better? Or you can even use, again, real-world terms with, like, as you were talking, real person. I would like to make this program more fun. Can you give me some ideas on it? I'm a little bit stuck. Going back to writing papers, most of us have experienced writer's block at some point. What if you can just say, okay, I'm experiencing writer's block. This is the topic. Can you spitball some things with me? AI can do all of those things. And so we got to look at it as a tool and say it's no different than spell check or grammar check or calculator. When calculators came out, mathematicians were worried about it. Then the TI-85 was, everybody had to have one if you were doing calculus, right?
Right.
And, you know, every one of these technological steps have really, they changed the way that we do things, and therefore there's some fear behind it. But there's nothing to be fearful about AI, well, except maybe taking over the world. But other than that, it'll be okay.
Minor things.
Other than that, yeah.
Okay, great.
We'll put the guardrails on, okay?
Okay, we're going to talk more about this because a lot of people do. They've been talking about AI. It's what's happening right now. So we'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about Shasta College and your course, of course, coming up next. Zvi Hendershot this morning, along with Peter Griggs from Shasta College. This is Sue McLean filling in for Carl and Linda Bond on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, your talk radio, and all the way around the world at KCNR1460.com.
Beginning to smell a lot like pumpkin everywhere I go. Take a sniff in the coffee shop, aromas that just won't stop. All that I can say is no, no, no.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
California's extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope because of leaders like the North State's Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom and his attempt to make gas prices even higher. James Gallagher is about finding solutions. That's why James is pushing for criminal justice reforms that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to reduce the effects of inflation and higher taxes, which make our cost of living higher. The North State's Assemblyman, conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Redding families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Redding's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Redding City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Redding. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Redding City Council. Let's keep Redding in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Redding City Council 2024. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hello there, this is Sue McLean. I'm glad you're here. And today I have a couple of special guests as I fill in for Carl and Linda Bott. Peter Griggs from Shasta College and Zbi Hendershot, also of Shasta College. And just a moment ago we were talking about AI and the impacts of AI when it comes to learning. And, you know, there's so many things that we could continue to talk about when it comes, you know, AI. We could talk for hours about that. But I do have other questions for you, like when it comes to employability, can you talk about local, state, and national trends, salary ranges, and opportunities for this field that you teach?
Absolutely. We prepare students from jobs anywhere in between just entry-level help desk with things like computer maintenance and other things like that. Those jobs might be, you know, in the lower, let's say, you know, $40,000-$50,000 range. We also prepare people for things like server infrastructure, soon cloud computing, network infrastructure, those kinds of jobs that prepare you for things like the CCNA certification, mm-hmm. which that you're looking more at maybe $70,000 up into, you know, six-figure salaries, depending on level of experience, level of time in that particular field. And we have anything from county, city, state, all those jobs that are obviously out there, to, you know, casinos and, you know, down to, let's say, down sounds bad, but, Geek Squad or other things like that. We have ISPs locally that hire our students. There's plenty of jobs in the North State for this. One of the things that I'm constantly surprised about is how deep the talent pool here is locally in companies that we've never even heard of until they come asking, hey, do you have anybody coming out of your program that could fit this particular need? So
And that's through Shasta College.
That's through Shasta College.
Which is amazing and very impressive. And can you transfer for bachelor's degrees, and do you need to transfer for careers in CIS?
It used to be a really clear-cut, definitive line between computer science and information technology. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to do computer science, programming mostly, but that also had some hardware and other related pieces there for hardware engineering, those were four-year institution degrees, and that was just it. If you didn't have a four-year institution degree in that particular field, you could not get a job. We do have like an AST in computer science that prepares you for that. In fact, not only does it prepare you, it streamlines it so that you leave Shasta College with 60 units. You can do 60 units. That's 2 years, 15 units per semester, and you have moved on and you're guaranteed to be a junior at a four-year institution. That's the most streamlined process you could for transferring. Mm-hmm. And then on the information technology side, it used to be that mostly those were like two-year degrees and or specific certifications. We have moved to a point today where we need so many people in this field that if you have skills on either side of that, you can get a job. If you're a great programmer in, let's say, Python, you can get a job. If you have a CCNA certification, you don't necessarily need a degree. You could get a job. What I tell students is, in this particular field, when you're sitting across from somebody that's either looking at your resume or is hiring you, there's three different places that will get you to stand out: education, certification, and experience. The issue with experience is you can't get experience without one of the other two, or somebody at least taking a chance, right?
Exactly.
which I've done. I actually had somebody that interviewed and said they were an internal candidate from some other place, and they said, I know I'm not the most qualified candidate today, but what I will tell you is I will learn, and I promise you, I will prove to you that you made the right decision. And that work ethic and other things like that, that's something that's hard to train. We hired that person, and they did a great job. It was one of the people that took over my job when I left that place. So those things do happen, but oftentimes you need either education or certifications. So what we've done at Shasta College is all our degrees and certificates in the information technology side, they are either mirroring or have a parallel track with industry-based certifications like the CCNA or AWS certifications or Microsoft certifications or other CompTIA certifications like Security Plus. All of those prepare you for that one piece, the certification piece. And then because they parallel it, you can finish up, let's say, what you thought was just a certificate program and find out, if I only take these other courses, I can now graduate with an AA. And so now you stand out because you have certifications and education. So those three different pieces, that's what candidates are looking for.
Absolutely, I agree. And if someone is interested in learning more, how about some contact information? Who should they contact?
Counselors are always a great resource. They know our programs. They can talk you through what your interests are. That's not just computer science. That's any of the fields. However, part of Major H that was really awesome is we got a brand new building. It's a 1000 building. It's labeled CIS right out front. It's hard to miss. You can talk to any of the instructors in there. We'd be happy to, you know, sit down with you and spend whatever time you need to learn every one of our programs and to point you in the right direction based upon those things that give you that you have passion for or that you have already have some skills in, let's say, and you just want to retrain or, you know, you just have some goals and dreams. I can't tell you how many students I meet with every single week that are not currently taking a class with me. They're just looking at, well, you know, what can I take here? The facility is awesome. It draws people in sometimes just happen to be walking by. So,
yes, yeah. And it's a brand new facility.
It's a brand new facility, and what I will say is the greatest part of that facility is we worked shoulder to shoulder with the architects, with the designers, with everything. And every time that we were asking the question, "What should this look like?" we thought, "What does a student need?" When you walk the building, it is impossible to look at it and not see that this was built 100% for the students. There is charging for laptops and cell phones absolutely everywhere. There's hangout spaces where they can do homework and meet with friends and quite literally just hang out, both inside and outside. The classrooms are built with a little bit more room. The tables are as big as I could make them, So you can have your laptop out, your books out. You can, there's computers already built in. The monitors either will slip away so that you have more room for yourself, or they come in close if you need it from a sight perspective. They're all ergonomically correct. So they're sit-stand desks. They're as comfortable as we can make the chairs and still make them cleanable.
right.
The technology is in display everywhere. So the building itself is a learning tool. You can see all the wiring and everything else, so we can have a discussion about that. We have a mock data center that has networking equipment, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of networking equipment that is there for students to mock up any kind of network you could want. You could mock something up for a worldwide organization or one that spans California. It's a hands-on learning environment. So it's conceptual knowledge is great, but practical knowledge will beat out conceptual knowledge any day of the week, in my opinion. And so it's built for that as well, so that students can put into practice that which they're learning from the books and videos and other things like that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. We have about a minute to go. And so are there any, you know, last words before you guys head out?
Again, I would thank Savi for taking the morning, sharing with all of us about the program. Truly incredible. And I think that all of the instructors that we've ever had in here, your audience, I know I can see this, I can hear it, just the passion that they have for teaching, for helping their students as they come through these programs. So again, thank you, Sue, for allowing us to come in and share a little bit about Shasta College and about this program. Zvi, any last thoughts?
Well, my name is Zvi Hendershot. I'm the only Zvi in the building and on campus. I'm well known. You can ask for me anywhere and come talk to me. I'd be happy to meet with you.
Terrific. Once again, thanks for joining us on KCNR. Have a terrific day. And once again, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Back by Shasta down. Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.